It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. We hope that your week has been as good as ours. You know, we've had a lot of fun in the last week. We actually took all of the seeds and put them in the garden at Hippocrates and had a big volunteer group out there and had a wonderful lecture on Saturday night. It became a spiritual event almost at Hippocrates. And some of the great teachers alive today were there. And now we're planning on heading around the globe and seeing our friends and countries around the world. We start at Baden-Baden, actually, next week. And Baden-Baden is one of the great traditional spas on the planet Earth. But today we have a wonderful guy in the studio, and this is Dr. Ed Bice. And Dr. Bice has his Bachelor of Science from one of the schools I love a lot, Virginia Tech. Then went on to the school I love the most for chiropractics, Life College. I remember when they started how progressive they were. And beyond that, started to realize the exploration of life would bring him to higher, higher places where he was able to help people in uniquely different ways than he did just as a chiropractor. He works with NASA car teams. Now, if you know this, most people think, oh, car drivers, they just jump into the car and they sit there and they're not athletes. Well, they're athletes. And what they do is they work out in many ways psychologically. Physically, diet is the top NASCAR driver today is a vegan. He eats this way. And why? Because they know the cutting edge people, the people who are at the best of their field, all look at comprehensive lifestyle. So how do you come about all of this and tell us what you're really doing to help people now?
Yeah, well, thank you. I was actually just returned from doing the doctor's days at Hippocrates a few weeks ago, and just want to say what a great program that is, just to introduce what you guys are doing and the cutting edge, you know, technologies, and obviously with the raw food diets and the way that you allowed us as health, you know, whether it was physicians or some other folks, but everybody in the healthcare field to be able to come in and experience that. So it was a blessing for us. I practiced chiropractic for a number of years, had a very unique story where I ended up stumbling into chiropractic. Was in a position where I was raised in a very medical paradigm family. When you got sick, you went to the doctor, found a drug, Robitussin, went home.
Remember Robitussin?
Right. So that was kind of the way that we did it. And I ended up in a car accident, called it Divine Intervention, my senior year of college at Virginia Tech. I ended up having an irregular heartbeat or arrhythmia. Went through the medical paradigm of, you know, all the different stress testing and echocardiograms. They found that I had an arrhythmia, but their only solution was to be on a beta blocker for the rest of my life. Wow. And as a person that's been an athlete my entire life, I found that a resting heart rate in the mid-40s wasn't going to cut it. So I also had a lack of mental clarity during the entire time. So my mom had gone to see a chiropractor when I was in college because of a car accident she'd been in. And she just suggested I go to the chiropractor who, because of the pre-med program, was so anti-chiropractic. I went kicking and dragging and screaming not to go. But I did go, and I went met Dr. Joe LaBarbera. He was my mentor up in Utica, New York. Showed me where I'd had subluxation of the C1, C2 vertebra.
Right.
Did my first adjustment, and all I can say it was, it literally brought mental clarity, and it took my heart and put it back into rhythm. So it led me into the chiropractic profession, which I did for roughly 8 years up in Lake Norman in Mooresville, North Carolina. Practiced up there, which is where I was able to work with many of the NASCAR teams, traveled around even at the races to work with the drivers and the pit crews. And it was during that time, I've always been very interested in the mental capacity of health at a great level. And that started when I was in sixth grade. My aunt and my grandma lived across the street from each other. They both, within a month, were diagnosed with cancer. My grandmother was told she had a very rare form of leukemia. She only had months to live. My aunt was told she had lung cancer and had a very good prognosis. And I saw two things happen. My aunt went into fear mode because she had cancer. And my grandma went into, I can't be sick because my daughter is sick. And it was crazy to watch, but at a very young age, it had a profound impact because my aunt who was told she had a great prognosis. They went in a month later to open her up to take a tumor out, and it had grown from a little pea size up to like something that was a melon size.
The negativity.
They closed her up and she was done within a few months. Wow. My grandmother, because I had cousins 2 years older and 2 years younger than me that were her kids, my grandmother had swore that she'd help be there to take care of the kids. And the amazing part of the story is my grandmother's cancer went into remission.
Yeah.
She actually lived until my younger cousin graduated from college, and my grandmother died that year.
Wow.
So
wow.
I just saw the power of the mind.
You were capable to see that as a young boy.
Yeah, a lot of it was based on my mom. You know, just she was always talking.
Guiding to me. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. With you know, I guess one of my big things now is I got out of chiropractic. I have many, I'm an entrepreneur, but one of my businesses is called Peak Performance Consulting, became The Complete You. And a lot of it's just overcoming limiting thoughts. And it was amazing because that's one of my stories is I saw limiting thoughts and I understood at a very young age and started researching like the somatovisceral, the mind-body connection. And how important, because everything at the end is vibration, and you start to realize that, and it starts with the thoughts that we place. And so a lot of my programs, I've done many different things with one-on-one, worked with businesses, done that, have done these events, which I called peak events, which were just amazing 2-3 hour programs. And I've now, in the last couple of years, around the time COVID hit, I'm transitioning into bringing more of scripture, I'm tying it to the Bible. You know, a lot of
it's there.
It's 100%. And I think when I was at Hippocrates, it really hit me about, you know, John 10:10. I have this on my wrist. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Mm-hmm. And it's really the world and what it offers, which is the medicine.
Yeah.
You know, it's all these things. You either have too many organs or we have too few drugs in us is kind of their mentality. And then the mentality that Hippocrates and like-minded people have out there, which is if we get back to our basics and the roots and the natural, God put these things in the Bible for a reason, and or Jesus, you know, and when I read in the scriptures, and it basically, you know, getting back to the way that it was originally intended is the right way to go.
Well, I think it's always been an example of mind over matter. What is walking on water? Is it an iconic vision we have of it being capable of anything? And I think so. Forgiving your enemy. To me, that's an iconic vision. I mean, if we just could understand the true messages and not get into the dogma, it would be incredible for people. Employ this in your life. And I can say to you that everything that is good always correlates with everything else. And so, be it if you use biblical text or be it if you use positive attitude, and you know, you did work with our colleague and friend, Anthony, I remember I got a really weird call back when I was a youngster from two women that came to Hippocrates on an ongoing basis every few months from New York, and we were in Boston at that point. And they were screaming and yelling. They were comedians. They were actually very successful comedy writers for sitcoms. And they said, well, yesterday we walked on fire at Wall Street. And I said, you're out of your mind. I thought this is like a hoax, a joke. And I didn't know who Tony was at that point. And they finally show up 2 months later, and they said, we weren't joking you, and we didn't get burned. I said, let me tell you, sister. I said, if I looked at the two people in the United States, it would absolutely be burned if you walked up. It would be both of you. And they laughed. They said, but somehow we did it, and we didn't do it. And then I learned about this young kid, who's younger than me, by the way. Now we're not young kids anymore. And he was able to get people to believe enough in themselves that they could walk on water. But they walked on 2,000 degree water without being burnt. So if we can do that, as you know, we are teaching at Hippocrates, what is it we can achieve? And when you get somebody in a NASCAR and they're competing with the top drivers in the world, what is it, 200 miles an hour they go now?
Yeah, shy of that, but yeah, 150 to 200,
yeah,
sure,
200
depending on
the
tracks.
How do you do that without them being frightened and losing?
Yeah, so it was actually interesting because during my chiropractic days, I worked with a number of teams. And once I started doing the Complete You After, I actually got involved with a study they did. It was a training institution for pit car crews. And they brought in one lady to do visual acuity testing.
Yeah.
So just to be able to respond quicker. They brought in one of my friends who actually trained pit crew members, and they just did extra training. Mm. And then they brought me in and said, just do your mental stuff, right? Nobody knows what it is. So I actually did a technique EFT.
They paid you to do what they didn't know.
Right.
You were lucky.
Amazing. So, but I was able to go in with some freedom, and I actually basically just asked questions, which is when you are standing on a pit wall and the cars are coming down, which still looks slow on the pit road. It's 55 miles an hour, usually 45 to 55. They're still going fast, right? By normal standards, you're pulling in around people and into these tight spaces. But I'm like, when they're coming down and you know, you got to go and there's millions of people watching, hundreds of thousands in the stands, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. And it was scary to listen to what they were talking about. It was fear this, I hope I don't mess up and this and that. So I basically went through a program at that time and just did EFT tapping with them and took the negative things they were thinking and brought in the positives and reinforced it. And you still to this day can watch guys on pit road that'll have the little knife edge on their arm, on the hand, and they'll be sitting there doing some tapping beforehand. So if you see that, you probably know they've worked with me at some point.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about practical tools that the people out there listening can use and what you've seen, the magnificence you've seen from turning on your mind to an affirmative out of the negative most of us endure. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Ed Bice, who is a chiropractor, but he's really now, as you've heard, working.
He stopped cracking the back and cracks the brain.
He's working with the mindset. And give us some practical tools that people can use.
Yeah, well, I would say one of the first things is go to visit Hippocrates. So it's amazing. There were a couple of things that really hit me on my visit. But number one is everybody that lives that lifestyle, that works there and is really immersed in that lifestyle, you would miss guessing your age by 20 to 30 years at least. I mean, there were people, there was one guy that we were talking and, you know, it was amazing. So number one, I just think, you know, the raw food diet, the wheatgrasses, the juicing, the, you know, the therapies that are, you know, energy therapies, the meditative, that's one of the most important things. But I would say in the world today, one of the things is just there's such a tendency right now to create victimhood mentality.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad because everybody, you know, has choices. And, you know, again, we call this empowerment, but empowerment is we give away, you know, even if you go to a medical doctor, you walk in, just because they have a white coat, you just give up your responsibility.
Yep.
My financial advisor, all of a sudden he's responsible for my finances. No, yeah. I need to, like, that's my responsibility, whether I say yes or no. And it's so easy because you become a victim because if something doesn't go right in any of those fields, mm-hmm. you've given up the responsibility. So therefore, you can sit there and claim that victimhood. And so I would just say, you know, from the first thing is you just need to own your choices and realize that you're the only person that should be solely responsible for the decisions you make, whether it's life, health, or wealth, you know, that's in your environment. And when things do go wrong, step up and, you know, take responsibility, but learn from those. My mom was a huge mentor in my life. And one of the things she always talked about was the silver linings, right? And in looking at life from a place that when things don't work out the way you want, those are sometimes the greatest lessons we get.
Yeah. Usually the better ones.
They're usually 100% the better ones. And if we look for those answers, and it's amazing because I find that so many people are so afraid with the limiting thoughts to make mistakes. They're afraid of the unknown. As Tony teaches, the six human needs, certainty, right? Certainty and uncertainty. We have connection, significance. Connection should be love, but most people settle for connection.
Exactly.
And then we have growth and contribution. And it's scary because the majority, I would say 97% of the world lives in a place where certainty is their number one need. And the reality is that we usually find the things that's we can't learn if we have certainty, right? If we only do the things we know, how do we go to Hippocrates and say, what is raw food? How does it help my, you know, my gut, you know?
I mean, you know, the language that you and I and the culture worldwide have been brought up, all there is death and taxes. Mm-hmm. Think about that. You lay that on children. You know, life is tough. It's a struggle. No pain, no gain. These are the iconic things that you and I were molded by. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize the truth is all there is change. So if you become familiar and happy with change and you master that, that's where the success comes from, no matter what that success is. And when you are stopped in your tracks by the choices you've made, but blame others for, that's the culture we live in today. When you have leaders that become popular being victims, I mean, that's pretty sick, because that means people actually relate to them more than people who are affirmative and positive. So when a person's whining constantly about how they're victimized and how they're this, and a high percentage of the population resonate with that, that's pretty sad.
97%.
Yeah.
Different studies on success show it's typically 3% get it. They live a different life. They have a different mentality. They truly live an abundant life. And 97% of people just become products.
This is a Harvard study that showed
it. Exactly. I mean, it, so it goes back to that. And it, for like, for me, I've been blessed because I have three kids. They're now 23, 21, and 19. They grew up in this lifestyle and they've had the experiences that other people don't understand.
Right.
They've lived lives. I've got two of them have played, you know, one of them right now is my daughter, just as she's a freshman, but she, I had two Division I soccer players through that experience. And my oldest daughter has just been amazing. She started a not-for-profit while she was in high school and won a global award. So I'm not saying that to brag, but just to say, no, like, when you live a different way, you, you end up with different results, right?
Of course.
You know that it's not you that did that.
100%.
That your need was contagious to them. That your development of self actually rubbed off on them. So we can't take credit for our children. We each have our own destiny. But if you're in an environment of love and support, and what you see is unlike what most people see, strife and discord and anger, no love and no harmony in the house. Well, then you end up with that in your lifestyle. So how do you get people, you know, here we have 97% of the population, we're talking to them out there today. How do you get them to trust enough that they have the ability to transform?
Yeah, well, in my own personal life, again, I go back to scripture. So I do turn to the Bible, and I find that it's more important in times of trials and challenges, but I also need to give praise in times of abundance, which is a big part of my life. In the Bible, it teaches we're supposed to love God, you know, love others, and serve serve people.
That's it.
And I think at the end, that's if you just did that, it makes an amazing difference. Well, so it
say
all
those things again, because people don't get it. Simple, but right on.
Yeah. Love God, love others, and serve people.
And what is God? You know, some of you out there may not have a religious or a Christian upbringing. You could be anything. You can love God and be a Muslim. You can love God and be a Jew. You can love God. What we're talking about, God is the prosperity gift that we've gotten called life. So look at it that way. The number two was?
Yeah, to love others.
To love others. To love others, you have to love yourself. You don't love yourself, it's literally impossible to love others. Now, people say, oh, I don't want to be selfish. It's total difference between self-love and selfish. Hitler, selfish. Gandhi, self-love. And by the way, Gandhi followed the Christian Bible. I don't know if you know that. Our very close friend, Coretta King, I said, how did you and Martin know what to do? So we got on a plane. We went to India before we led the movement. And we were stunned to find out Martin was a Christian minister, that he was following Christian etiquette. Amazing. And number three.
Is ultimately to end up serving others.
And when I'm with people that are dying, they're not talking about how much money they have or what they've succeeded. I wish I had given more. I've been with 300 people that are dying on their deathbed. I wish I'd given more. So why wait till you're dying to say, I wish? Let's start doing it right away. So we're going to come back and talk about how we can give you tools, how this wonderful guy can give you some tools that he's been giving people for a very long time, and they've become successful and happy.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Ed Bice, who is taking us on this journey and spirituality and the, how important the mindset is to do things. So if we say, look, let's say we have cancer and we're going to tell people this has a lot to do with your mindset. How do people feel about that?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question because I actually met somebody while I was on your campus for Dr. Days who yes. I actually talked to after, and it was interesting because a lot of times it's just I paraphrase back to people what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that really what you want your body to believe? Because everything you're saying, you're in your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the imagination, right? So they did a study years ago with basketball players, and I'm like, your mind doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination, right? Imagination's right. The preview of what can come. Mm-hmm. So I said, they did a study with basketball players where they had a group shoot, you know, everybody shot free throws. They were 70% free throw shooters. They had a group that didn't shoot for a couple months. They had a group that actually practiced more. And then they had a group that came in mm-hmm. and actually just thought about shooting and making the shot. Mm-hmm. The group that didn't shoot was a little under where they'd started. The group that practiced got better, but the group that literally didn't touch a basketball but thought about what they were going to do and making the shots improved the best. And that goes back to what I was going to tell a story about the NASCAR study that they did. I literally did EFT tapping with these folks and changed their mindset of what they were thinking.
Explain to people what that is. Yeah, this came out of universities, by the way, University of Michigan originally.
Yeah. So the EFT tapping emotional freedom technique is basically just hitting certain trigger points. And in those trigger points, I deeply appreciate and accept myself as a setup statement. And it's one statement. If you just took one positive affirmation, one really good statement, I deeply appreciate and accept myself would be a great one to comprehend because most people listen to that and they almost can't absorb what that means. So there's a knife edge technique where you can just set up with that. You basically try to think about what limiting thoughts you have. You hit certain trigger points while you're talking those through and releasing those. Mm-hmm. And then you go back through and you actually replace them with the opposite or a positive.
So there's different parts of your body. You can look this up on the internet.
Yep.
Correct?
It's all.
So let's imagine tapping my side or my kidney, where the worry organ, as they call that. What would I be saying if I'm in strife or I was faced with a disease or a trauma in my life?
Sure. So a lot of it would be you need to identify truly what your self-talk is. And the first thing you do is you actually are owning that and engaging that. So you're tapping on that, saying the thing that you actually want to release. Then you do the knife edge on the side of like a karate chop, and you actually do the knife edge and you say, I deeply appreciate and accept myself. And you say it over and over and over, you know, 10, 15 times until you can feel your energy changing. And then you can go back to that place and replace when you're tapping in your kidney or wherever you were, you can go back and you can say the opposite of what your self-talk was in a manner that would actually sit there and say, this is what I really want. And you had asked earlier, and I actually did meet somebody that has breast cancer right now and was talking about some of the language. And I was saying, and I was like, every time you tell everybody what you're going through right now, you're owning and you're telling everybody, I've got this stage cancer, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, could you try this? What if you were to go and say, I was healed, I am healed from, you talk from the end. We always, and that's one of the biggest things in life, is figure out crystal clear where your goal is and then come back to today. And you don't have to figure out the hows. That's where we get it wrong. It's the how. Come back first and figure out the why. Because if your why is big enough, you'll figure out the hows.
Yep.
And I hear people, I actually left the Dr. Days. I was up at a disciple group. This lady, I was telling her about this place down in West Palm. And she's like, oh, I've heard of this other place in Hippocrates. I'm like, that's where I was at. but right away, her how was limiting thought. Well, I can't afford that.
Yes.
And I'm like, but if your why is big enough and you shouldn't have to have stage 4 cancer that the doctor said there's nothing you can do to go to Hippocrates, you need to be figuring out if this is something to raise your level and of health now, then do it now. And
they get on a cruise, pay 4 times more money.
You'll find ways to do a million other things. But and my big thing for most people in life too, a very interesting saying is feathers, bricks, and trucks. Right. When your health starts to deteriorate, it's typically a feather. It tickles us and we're like, oh, it's annoying, but I can get by with that.
Yeah.
Then life throws at you or God throws at you a brick and he tries to get your attention.
Yeah.
And most people, unfortunately,
not to kill you, to awaken you.
But most people, unfortunately, will go to the guy with the white coat and say, give me a drug because I don't want to change anything I'm doing. And then a truck comes and the trucks are usually what you guys see. And you've got 70 years experience of teaching people how to take your truck and get back before the feather.
Exactly.
It'd be easier if they come in with bricks and feathers. others, that would help the case. And my other thing that I tell people, and it's probably the number one I think I say that people always resonate with, pain happens to everybody. Suffering is a choice.
Yeah. And I think it's, say that again.
Pain happens to everybody. Suffering is a choice.
Love that.
And I think in life, we need to embrace the fact that things are going to happen that aren't necessarily the way we would want it. But usually, as we said earlier, the experiences that are the painful ones are usually the ones we learn the most from if we look at it with that mindset. Mm-hmm. But the minute we become a victim in pain, we suffer. And now that is our choice. And we need to own it until we correct it.
Oh, you're right about
that. That was beautiful.
Perpetual negativity manifests disorder. Mm-hmm. Every way. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that it's been a pleasure to be with you. How do people get a hold of you, by the way? You go all over the country, I'm sure, and do your work.
I have. I've actually taken a little reprieve since COVID. I was starting to do programs more for the youth. I was trying to get into schools. I was actually on my way to an event, and COVID hit, and I had to turn around and go home. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually reorganizing some of my programs right now, but I do have a website. It's the with a hyphen, complete, hyphen, you, just the you, like you.com. So it's a little bit outdated. It will be getting updated here very soon with some new information and some new programs. I have just taken a little bit of a reprieve, which is from time to time we need to rest and regroup. And with the world happening, things that were going on pre-COVID, COVID put us back even further. And I think one of the things that's so sad is no matter where you're at in your journey, it's not just about what you can do, but you have to find a community. Yeah. You have to find a community of like-minded people, because in the days that you have struggle, you have to have somebody to help lift you up. Mm-hmm. And you need to be there for them as well. And again, I relate back to the Bible, but it's iron sharpening iron. You have to have those people that are going to call you out when you need to be called out. You're going to call them out, but they're also there to help support you in this journey, because the 97 and the 3, if you're part of the 3%, there's a lot of ways that you can get caught up with the 97% coming after you. So.
Oh, you're not kidding. They chase you relentlessly. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the studio with us. And I hope people partake of what you have to offer, because you're genuinely a guy who's on the right trail and leading people in the right direction. So all of you out there all over the planet Earth, we're just so happy that you spent time with us. And we look forward to being together again next week. And in your life, make sure that there's not a choice that you make without choosing it. Don't tell us you didn't make the choice. It's your job to make a choice as to what choice you choose. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.